What does it mean to be conformed to Christ? It is to have one's life so fully shaped by Jesus that in mind and in heart and in deed, there's nothing the person desires more than to live the will of God. In that reading from Jeremiah, it's important to understand the context. The year is 698 BC. And within a decade, the things that Jeremiah has prophesied will indeed begin to happen, as the Babylonians will come in and they will destroy the city of Jerusalem and take into captivity the nobility and the upper crust of Jewish society. And here a decade before, Jeremiah has been prophesying what will happen. And the response of the people is, let's kill him. Until they have sober second thought and realize, no, he is not worthy of death. Perhaps he is saying something that we need to hear. Jeremiah was one who was conformed to Christ and had the courage to say, you do with me what you feel you need to, but all I can do is trust in the Lord and speak his word. Then, of course, we have John the Baptist, who was conformed to Christ to the point that Herod knew that what he was doing was wrong, that in his conscience he knew that John was speaking the truth. But he did not have the integrity of mind and of heart to follow through on his conscience, which, of course, in the end resulted in John the Baptist being martyred for the Lord because he was conformed to Christ. Well, today the church celebrates a wonderful saint, Saint Alphonsus Liguori, who lived to be 91 years of age. He was born in the year 1696, and he died in his 92nd year in the year 1787. And Alphonsus was a man of great and gifted intelligence. He earned a doctorate by the age of 16 in both canon law and civil law. He started to work as a lawyer in Naples at the age of 19 and was considered to be one of the up-and-coming lawyers of that city until he was 27 when he lost his first case. And so devastated was he by this loss that for 3 days he did not eat, he did not drink, he just could not believe that he'd lost a case. But this resulted in a deep conversion of his heart, where more and more he was conformed to Christ. And he decided that he was called to become a priest. And so he studied for the priesthood, and he began to serve in many ways. At the heart of his early life was the establishing of what are called the Redemptorists. He was the person who founded this society. In his 60s, he was ordained a bishop, but he only held this bishopric for a few years because he realized his calling was not primarily as a bishop, but as a teacher and an evangelizer. At the age of 39, he wrote his first book, and from the age of 39 through to his death, he penned over 30 books. A beautiful story is told of him in his later life, where he could no longer see. And someone was reading to him a beautiful description of our Blessed Mother. And he burst into tears and he said, "Who wrote that?" And the person reading it to him said, "You did." And then he said, "Oh, I'm so saddened that I can't even remember that this is my writing, but I'm so encouraged by what I'm hearing read." And so the beautiful thing about this man was he was conformed to Christ. And I would like to, just for a couple of minutes, allow us to hear his voice, to hear what a doctor of the church said about our relationship with the one to whom he, Alphonsus, was conformed. And so this is taken from the Office of Readings, the second reading that was appointed for today. And listen to what he writes. And here he's speaking with the voice of God. "O man, consider carefully that I first loved you. You had not yet appeared in the light of day, nor did the world yet exist, but already I loved you. From all eternity, I have loved you. Those who are conformed to Christ know this deep in their heart and in their mind, that God has loved them from all of eternity. And before he was born, he knew that he was loved by God. And then he goes on to say this, and now this is St. Alphonsus speaking, when he says, look at the gifts around us and what they suggest to us. And so he writes, all the gifts that God has bestowed upon us were given to this end, as a means by which we might know that he loves us. He gave us a soul. He made us in his likeness. God has endowed us with memory, intellect, and will. He gave us a body equipped with senses. It was for us that God created heaven and earth and such an abundance of things. He made all things out of love for man, so that all creation might serve man, and man in turn might love God out of gratitude for these many gifts. What a beautiful insight. That all of creation has been given, in a sense, to serve us, that we could be its stewards, so that we could discover in turn what it is to serve God. For the last 7 years of his life, St. Alphonsus was completely blind, and he could not celebrate the Eucharist. But every day there would be a priest who would say Mass for him. We face particular challenges today, don't we? Here we are having to wear face masks throughout Mass for the first time. And that's a hindrance. That's a challenge. St. Alphonsus experienced great challenges in his life, but nothing detracted from his desire to be conformed to Christ. We don't know how long we have to live. Maybe like him, we'll live to be 91. But whatever the length of our lives, may we be inspired by Jeremiah, may we be inspired by John the Baptist, and by today's saint, Alphonsus Liguori, to be conformed evermore in heart, mind, and deed to Jesus Christ. Saint Alphonsus, pray for us.